fried catfish cut as thin as a dime, a view of the water that ends with the sky, and a regular crowd coming from the North Shore and the South Shore to meet in the middle. These are hallmarks of a trip to Middendorf's, the vintage Louisiana seafood house just off the highway on the marshy edge of Manchac. No one wants it to change, at least not the people who now run Middendorf's. That's why they don't use the word change, even as they've progressively made their mark on practically every inch of the sprawling restaurant in the last few years. Just ask them about this or that project here, and they don't call them changes. They call them additions. This distinction is perhaps a stretch of semantics, but the pains taken to frame things this way are understandable. Middendorf's dates to 1934. It's one of those places people count on being there, down the road and waiting for their next visit, and preferably precisely as they remember it from last time. The latest and most substantial project just completed at Middendorf's might be seen as an addition, but it's also a transformation, and it's one that shows the balancing act required to keep an old institution going while life in coastal Louisiana changes around it. The main dining hall, the oldest structure among Middendorf's campus of buildings, was torn down, redesigned, and then rebuilt about 5 feet higher than before. The issue, of course, is flooding as erosion and climate change play out along Louisiana's delicate coastal areas. A move like this probably wouldn't matter at most other restaurants. And as renovations go, this one's a beauty. Middendorf's new dining hall is a series of connecting rooms, all spacious and richly detailed with a mosaic of different woods. Some new, most old, and much reclaimed from the original building. But when something old is made new again, you start getting into the realm of traditions, expectations, and memory. And Middendorf's has long sat astride the intersection of all three. Specifically, the restaurant sits about 40 miles from New Orleans, 50 from Baton Rouge, and at a road trip distance for just about anyone. Yet Middendorf's has a following as loyal and regular as a neighborhood corner joint. Most people know what they'll order before they even get in the car. The signature thin-fried catfish, that whole flounder stuffed with crab dressing, the soft-shell crabs the size of a catcher's mitt, the frog legs, and the fried chicken. The restaurant's identity is fixed to a sense of perennial tradition. But these days, on the Louisiana coast, keeping things the same and keeping them around are not necessarily the same thing. Middendorf's has been a testbed for this, building back stronger and higher, if a bit differently too. For this Louisiana dining institution, it now means taking a few steps up to carry on. Learn more at wwno.org.